It is time now for You Tell Me Texas with KTBB's own Paul Gleiser. Good morning, Chief.
What really matters. We're sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall, East Texas Destinations, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. One of the most appalling things to happen in this appalling chapter in American politics is that former Vice President Dick Cheney has endorsed Kamala Harris for president. Kamala Harris, despite her current efforts to hide the fact, is a radical far-left San Francisco liberal. She is, by an order of magnitude, the most far-left candidate the Democratic Party has ever nominated. How a guy who was vice president in a Republican administration and who was one of the earliest endorsers of Ronald Reagan's candidacy for president could endorse Kamala Harris seems to defy understanding. But look a little deeper and understanding begins to emerge. Save for the 4.5 years during which he was chairman and CEO of Halliburton, Dick Cheney spent his entire career in the elite circles of official Washington. Dick Cheney is a part of the Washington establishment that managed, irrespective of which party was momentarily in charge, to put the nation $35 trillion in debt while concurrently diminishing the personal wealth of average Americans. The term average Americans for this discussion is defined as the 160 plus million people who live between the coasts, get up and go to work every day, raise their children, and pay their taxes. This is the pool from which Donald Trump draws the lion's share of his support. By 2016, disgust among these voters with establishment Washington was sufficient to give rise to Trump's otherwise improbable presidency. Right here in November 2022, I said this, and I'm quoting myself, "We've been led for decades by a small inbred group of elitist Ivy Leaguers, and they've made a pig's breakfast of it. By this time in its history, the United States should be substantially debt-free, economically strong, and well capable of deterring the world's bad actors. Racial animus in America should be on the wane. Prosperity should be making its way through every demographic group in the country. Today's generation of black and Hispanic parents should be approaching their old age, secure in the knowledge that their children will be better off than they were. Today, none of these things is true. Trump's arrival caused the scales to fall from the eyes of people like you and me, who were once excited about a guy like Mitt Romney. How the hell were we ever excited about Mitt Romney? Trump brought long overdue clarity. We owe him for that." And that's the end of me quoting myself. Though I admit to being blind to it during his time as VP, Cheney is the embodiment of the disdain I expressed back in 2022. His fealty to the customs and niceties of establishment Washington now exceeds any fealty to conservative governance he might have once had. Cheney can support whomever he wants. It's a free country. But his public endorsement of Kamala Harris is a slap in the face to the good people who once supported him and who valiantly defended him against the same vile, truth-starved slander that is now routinely visited upon Donald Trump by Democrats and their media handmaidens. Cheney should be ashamed. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. Well, we've already had some delightful days of milder temperatures and cool evenings. More on the way. I cannot wait. That means it's time for a seasonal shift in our wine choices from white, because we drink white wines chilled, to red. But I don't like red, you say. Well, yes, you do. You just don't know it yet, and here's how we're going to fix that. Take yourself to the Grand Tasting Room at Keepersall Estates. Tell them Paul Gleiser sent you to find your red. They will begin offering you red wine tastings from the Keepersall Collection. Of course, your first taste is on me. This enjoyable effort will take you on a red wine journey from light and fruity to bold and tannic. Along the way, you will find your red from the Keepersall Collection. I've done exactly that. I love the smoothness of Keepersall's 2019 Syrah. So to find your red, go for the fall. Go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for 1.5 miles to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. There's more at Keepersall.com.